We are up to Simen Lamed Ches. We'll be doing the first four Se'ifim, Aleph through Dalet, in Hilchas Tefillin. Cholem me'ayim potter mitfillin. One who has a stomach ailment is potter from tefillin. Says the Ramah. Ha'gah afilu ein lo tsar. Even if he's not in pain. In other words, there are two kinds of pturim. There are two reasons why a chola could be potter from wearing tefillin. Either he has a stomach ailment, in which case he will have difficulty in keeping a guf naki when he was wearing tefillin. So that has nothing to do with pain. Aval shar chola imitzar b'chol yovein dato miyushev alav potter v'imlav chayev. All other people who are ill, if they are in such pain that it's difficult for them to concentrate, they too are potter from tefillin. But unlike the chole me'ayim, where someone has a difficult time maintaining a gufnaki, who's not allowed to wear tefillin, someone who simply is in pain and cannot really concentrate, if he feels like wearing tefillin, he may. So in chole me'ayim, where there's a problem of maintaining a gufnaki, one doesn't. All other cholim, if they cannot concentrate, are potter from tefillin, but are allowed to wear tefillin if they so desire. Mishnah Berurah here talks about the dress code. When someone's not well, so how much of him has to be covered in order for him to wear tefillin? So he says that even though with regard to saying brachas, there's no halacha where one has to cover his chest, when it comes to wearing tefillin, it's important that he cover his chest as well. Otherwise, it is inappropriate to wear tefillin. But he mentions that if his neck is open, that is not problematic. That was Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Mi shebori lo sheni yachol lispal b'lo hafacha. Someone knows that at this point he cannot daven without passing wind. Mutiv sheyaver zman atfila. He's better off missing zman tefillah mimashi yispal b'lo gufnaki. Rather miss zman tefillah than daven without a gufnaki. Now this really is hilchas tefillah and not hilchas tefillin, where you're not supposed to daven if you know that you're going to be passing wind in the middle of davening. But it says vim yirlo sheyuchal amad atzom b'gufnaki b'shas kriyas shema. What if he knows that he can just get by shema with a gufnaki? So he should not only say it, but the halachi is that he should put on tefillin just before shema. Now, what happens if he's somebody who's davening and he knows that on and off he's going to have to stop and pass wind and then continue davening? So he can say the other parts of davening leading up to the Shemona Esrei. He'll stop when he has to pass wind and continue, but he couldn't wear tefillin. So what does such a person do? Yaniach tefillin bein ava l'krishma v'yavarech. Between Ava Rabba and Krishma, he has to put on tefillin and he can make a bracha. Now, why can one make the bracha on tefillin in the middle of Birkas Krishma? Because Krishma requires tefillin. Therefore, tefillin are part of that mitzvah, and it seems that anything that's part of that mitzvah, you can actually make the bracha on as well. Sif Gimel. Noshim va'avodim pturim mitfilin mipneishu mitzvah saseisha azman grama. So the mitzvah of tefillin is mitzvah saseisha azman grama because Shabbos is not zman tefillin. With regard to Lila, we've already learned that nighttime is man tefillin. It's only with Rabbanan that we don't wear tefillin because we assume that people are going to fall asleep and then pass wind. However, unlike all other mitzvahs asei shahazman grama, where women are potter but are allowed to fulfill the mitzvah, here the Ramah says, V'manashim rotzin la'achmar al atzman mochim biyadam. We are not to allow women to wear tefillin. The reason being that even men wear tefillin today only b'shas krishma and tefillah because we have to. We don't want to be made edus sheker by saying shema without tefillin. But otherwise, we are afraid of not being able to maintain a gufnaki. Women, certainly, we are afraid will not maintain a gufnaki. So why should they be mechayiv themselves in a mitzvah they're potter from in the first place and then not be mechayiv it properly, be mezalzel in it by not having a gufnaki? Sif Dalad. Hameniach tefillin tzorech lizore mehiru tavas isha. The halachi is that one is not supposed to think of tavas nashim while he is wearing tefillin. Haga vim yefshar below hiruhurim mutav shelo lanicham. If he knows that it's just impossible for him to go through the entire time that he's wearing tefillin without thinking about women, then he should not be wearing his tefillin altogether. And the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not use this ramah to potter himself from wearing tefillin. On the contrary, what the Rambam means to say is, Yireh b'chol yecholis lokov atzmo v'limsho chalev l'yir shemayim k'dei lasiach adas medivrei havoi hamazikim l'gufo l'nefesh v'lefanos halev l'kabal of ol malchus shemayim b'kedusha. That means that what the Rambam is telling you is that it is worse than not wearing tefillin with your hurim is worse than not wearing tefillin. So what is the answer? Not to wear tefillin. The answer is not to have hirurim and wear tefillin.